Welcome to Fueled by Grace. We're glad you could join us today. Now here's Mark Shiver.
Welcome to Fueled by Grace. I'm Mark Shiver. So glad to be here. As I said last time, I'm glad to be back. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to share with you the amazing love of God. You know, God loves you so very much. I hope that you, every time you hear me say that, I hope it stirs something inside of your heart, because it's true. And I want you to embrace that and know that and take hold of that, because that's what God wants. He wants you to know that he loves you so very, very much. He loves you deeply and passionately and eternally and unconditionally. God loves you so very much. And I've got an announcement at the end I'm going to share, but I'm going to hold on that. So let's dive right in, shall we? Just thinking about what to share. And well, right out of the gate, where I got on my new Hurricanes hat, a friend of mine gave me, and hope they win tonight. Oh, my goodness. But been enjoying the hockey, but they have... it's 3-1. Their backs are against the wall. So glad they won a couple of nights ago, and see if they can pull it off again tonight. You know, I'm a big Carolina Hurricanes fan, used to write for them and all of that. So we'll be hopefully enjoying the game tonight, Lord willing, and hopefully they'll win. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here to tell you some great things, some encouraging things, some things that I believe will build your spirit and lift you up in your most holy faith. Let's go to the book of Titus, shall we? Titus chapter 3. There's only 3 chapters, so it's not very long. And I just know that the Apostle Paul really put some power-packed stuff in the book of Titus, this letter that he wrote. And in chapter 3, verse 3, he says, "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Boy, that's, well, Paul, what are you really saying there, brother? Man, he was describing how many of us used to live before we came to a knowledge of God's love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, verse 4, "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Whoa, that's awesome. Paul just giving us the gospel right there in one sentence. Now, we were talking this morning at our men's group that Paul was not adverse to using the run-on sentence, and he did right there. But you know what? Every word of that sentence was powerful and filled with the truth of the gospel. When the kindness and love of God appeared, oh, man, that's what saved us. It wasn't our works, Paul said. In the Passion Translation, before you freak out, I know it is a paraphrase. It's not a direct translation, but it has some really good verses the way that they are paraphrased. For example, in the end of verse 3 in Titus chapter 3, "We wasted our lives in doing evil, and with hateful jealousy, we hated others." But then Paul said, "When the extraordinary compassion of God our Savior and his overpowering love suddenly appeared in person as the brightness of the dawning day, he came to save us, not because of any virtuous deed that we have done, but only because of his extravagant mercy. He saved us, resurrecting us through the washing of rebirth, We are made completely new by the Holy Spirit. So if you were wondering what regeneration means, there it is. We are made completely new by the Holy Spirit, whom he splashed over us richly. He washed us, it said in the New King James Version. Here it says, he splashed over us richly by Jesus the Messiah, our life giver. So as a gift of his love, and since we are faultless, innocent before his face, we can now become heirs of all things, all because of an overflowing hope of eternal life. What an amazing, amazing thing the Word of God is. What an amazing thing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is. And I want to tell you, excuse me, I remember I told you last time I have to take a drink every now and then because of the treatments that I went through, but that water sure is good. And speaking of water, Streams of Life, the book that I wrote based on my wife's devotionals, it hasn't sold as many copies as I wanted it to, but it's having more of an effect than I ever thought that it would. I got an email from a dear saint friend of mine the other day, out of the blue, wasn't expecting anything really regarding that book. And she said, Mark, the love of God, I've spent 30 years as a born-again Christian, and I really never believed and latched on to the truth that God loves me. But I'm reading your book, and I'm starting to believe that God loves me. And I'm like, yes, yes, that's what it's all about. And that makes it all worthwhile to know that God has allowed me to write something, taking my wife's words and adding to it, and taking the Word of God and adding to it, the words of Tammy and myself. And the Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. So we got the Word of God, and we have my words, and then most directly in that book, we have Tammy's devotionals. And the three of those together are encouraging people that God loves them, that they can make it, that they can get through this life and through the challenges that Jesus himself said we were going to face. So I encourage you, if you haven't read Streams of Life, if you haven't gotten it, go ahead to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get yourself a copy. And it's under Mark Shiver, Streams of Life. And you'll be so glad that you did. It will encourage you. I promise you that. But anyway, what I want you to come away from our time together today is an understanding that God loves you, and that love and that kindness and that mercy is what has brought you as a believer, if you are a believer, to a place of being brand new. Jesus said you must be born again. Well, that happens when you receive and you believe the kindness and goodness of God and accept it into your life. And it's so powerful. It will change you. It will. I promise you, if you believe that God loves you. See, this is the problem that in so many churches and so many ministries, we are made to feel guilty and we're made to feel ashamed. And Jesus did not do that. He did not say to feel guilty or ashamed. He said to know the Father's love, to know that I am in you and you are in me and we are one. And it's amazing. And then the Apostle Paul took the gospel and said, it's the kindness and love of God that changes us and saves us and washes us over into new birth. See, what God's been showing me lately, and what really bothers me, is that here we are in the church 2,000 years later, and we're still preaching legalism and law and do this and don't do that. And, you know, it's your righteous deeds that'll get you to heaven. And the only reason that that's happening is so that people can be manipulated. Oops, don't say things like that, Mark. But it's true. I mean, I'm not here to be negative. Just understand this. When you hear that, your deeds and you need to change and this and that and all that and get on that hamster of performance, that hamster wheel of performance and legalism, that's not coming from God. That's not coming from the apostles. That's not coming from our Lord Jesus Christ and the things that he taught. Jesus wants you to know that he willingly gave his life for you, that you might be born again and experience the love of God, that you might crawl up on the lap of your heavenly Father and say, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Daddy God, Papa. And so today, I'm going to keep these shorter, as I said, because people seem to like that better. And we'll come back next time and pick up where we left off, because I want you to know that God loves you, and I want you to receive that. I want you to let that begin to change your life, because it will. That's where life change comes from. It comes from an understanding that you are God's child, that he loves you. It's changing my life, sure enough. And I appreciate those who've gone before me that are sharing this gospel. And I believe this gospel is going to continue to change the world. I really do. So today, set your mind on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and set your mind on things above and on the fact that he loves you, cares about you, and that, as the Apostle Paul said in Titus, it's the kindness of God that came and washed you and made you clean. You're no longer a sinner saved by grace. You are a child of the King of Glory. Think about that. The King of Glory is your Father. Amen? Wow. You don't walk around as a child of a king going, well, you know, I'm just old, whatever. No, I'm a child of the King. My daddy's the King. And your daddy is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So receive that today. Please be encouraged. If you need prayer, you want me to pray for you about something, you want to talk to me about something, mark@fueledbygrace.com. That's my email. And remember, Streams of Life, you can get that at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And coming up, here's the big announcement. Next episode, we're going to try to have Jeff Stockford, my good friend, mighty man of God, pastor, songwriter, psalmist, going to try to have him on the program. It's going to be awesome. So you don't want to miss that. You'll want to tell people about that for sure. Well, thank you for being a part of Fueled by Grace and for listening or watching, as I said, ever how you consume the broadcast. I hope that it encourages you today and that you will remember, as always, that God loves you.
Thank you for listening today to Fueled by Grace. And remember this, God loves you.